From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. South Korean President Park Geun-hye asked Parliament to decide how and when she can give up power over an influence-peddling scandal, taking the country's political crisis deeper into uncharted terrain. The Democratic Party, however, rejected Park's offer, calling it a ploy to escape being impeached, and said it would continue efforts to bring an impeachment motion in Parliament, which they have sought to do so as soon as Friday. VOA's Bryden Patton is in Seoul and explains the situation further.
She has come to the conclusion that she cannot stay in office. She is trying to still dictate the terms for how she will leave. A month ago, she had offered to give a new prime minister who would be selected by the National Assembly some of her powers, and then she would concentrate on international affairs and defense issues. And she keeps trying to maintain some sort of presence and hold on power, but she keeps negotiating it away as the pressure builds on her. Today was the first day that she openly said she is willing to resign. So it seems to be that it now is becoming a question of how and when and not if.
You can follow more details on this story at voanews.com. The Brazilian government Tuesday declared 3 days of mourning for the victims of a plane that went down in Colombia, killing 76 people, including much of Brazil's soccer team. The president ordered the mourning period, and officials in Colombia said 6 people survived when that charter plane, which originated in Sao Paulo, Brazil, crashed near Medellin. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in rebel-held areas. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The Mosul battle in Iraq has seen the Islamic State group increasingly using weaponized drones. Western governments fear that this could lead to a new type of attack at home. France issued an internal note to its security forces last week, warning that this threat is to be taken into account nationwide and ordering any drone to be treated as a suspicious package. The use of drones by terrorists and insurgent forces is a growing issue of international concern. Qatar and France promised more than $1 billion in financial support for Tunisia at an investment conference Tuesday. It's aimed at reviving the country's struggling economy. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21 gun salutes that you hear here sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago. That's where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. A Somali student at Ohio State University drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians Monday and then got out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. 11 people were wounded. This student was caught up in the confusion over the incident.
I was walking to the library before class. And I was walking down 15th, and the first alert didn't really say anything. It just said, stay safe, run, stay, hide. And then a couple of minutes later, we got a report that there was an active shooter on campus.
The attacker was identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artan. He was shot and killed by police, who considered the incident a terrorist attack. He was a student at the university and was about 20 years old. The UN said Tuesday that its food agency had postponed the start date for a controversial post handed to a former Peruvian first lady. She's facing money laundering charges at home. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization postponed the assumption of functions by Ms. Nadine Ereda Alarcón as director of the FAO liaison office in Geneva. Tajikistan has revoked the accreditation of 6 radio journalists working for the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty. You can read more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.